Chapter 1. Discovering the Attic. It was a rainy Saturday, the kind of day where the sky stayed gray and puddles formed on the sidewalk. Riley sat at the kitchen table, doodling aimlessly on a piece of paper, wishing the weather would clear up so they could go outside. But it seemed the rain wasn't stopping anytime soon. "Riley, I need your help," Mom called from the hallway, carrying a box labeled yard sale. "Can you check the attic and bring down anything we might want to sell?" "The attic?" Riley wrinkled their nose. The attic was dusty, cramped, and filled with cobwebs. Not exactly their idea of fun. "Yes, the attic," Mom said with a chuckle. "There are probably some old toys up there. Who knows? You might even find something cool." Cool wasn't exactly what Riley expected to find, but it beat being bored. With a shrug, Riley grabbed a flashlight and climbed the creaky ladder leading to the attic. The attic smelled like old books and mothballs. Dust particles danced in the beam of the flashlight as Riley scanned the room. Stacks of boxes leaned precariously against one another, and a large trunk sat in the corner, half hidden under a faded quilt. "What's in here?" Riley muttered, tugging the quilt off and lifting the trunk's heavy lid. Inside was a jumble of forgotten toys, a wooden rocking horse, a faded rag doll, a single shiny marble, and a dented tin can. They looked ancient, like something from a museum. At the bottom of the trunk, nestled among the toys, was an ornate spinning top. Riley picked it up, examining its intricate carvings and polished surface. It didn't look like any toy they'd ever seen before. Curiosity got the better of Riley. They placed the spinning top on the floor and gave it a spin. For a moment, nothing happened. Then, a faint hum filled the attic, growing louder as the top spun faster and faster.